We're here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, talking a little bit about the future of inoculant technology. Of course, Becker Underwood, part of now the BASF chemical company as of the end of last year. And moving forward, we're looking at some of the evolution in the future of inoculant technology. With me right now is Russ Berndt, who is product manager for legumes and northern crops. And he talked a lot about Vault HP. That is the main product that we were talking about here. And so we're going to talk first about really the basics. You talked first about the basics of advanced biological inoculants. Tell us about that.
Sure. You know, inoculants have been around for a long time, but they've also evolved a lot over that time, and especially in the last few years, where we're seeing this kind of a whole merging and emergence of this new kind of concept of biological seed treatments, of which inoculants are a part of that. But the inoculant products themselves have changed, and now with their combination with other biologicals, that whole biological seed treatment of which inoculant is part of is also changing.
All right. Well, as far as Vault HP is concerned, we're talking about rhizobia. I learned all about rhizobia today. And that was very interesting. So what are rhizobia? What are they? Why are they important?
Well, rhizobia are a naturally occurring organism that's found in the soil. And over time, rhizobia have developed this very specialized symbiotic relationship with legume plants like soybeans. And what happens in this relationship is that the soybean plant and the rhizobia kind of talk to each other, if you will, and together then a nodule is formed on the soybean plant's roots, where the rhizobia get some of their nutrients from the soybean plant, and in return, the rhizobia produce nitrogen from the atmosphere and turn it into a form of ammonia that the plant can use for its food.
So we looked at how, you know, especially particularly the packaging, but one of the reasons behind the packaging is you've got some limiting factors when it comes to rhizobia and how much it can help. And what are those factors?
Well, rhizobia, since they're a living creature, they need some things to survive just like you and I do. They need air, they need water, they need nutrients. And they need these both when they're in their packaging before they're applied to the seed and then also after they've been applied to the seed. And again, since they play such a critical role in providing the plant's nitrogen needs for soybeans, especially, it's important to keep those numbers high, keep them alive and viable so that they can do their job when they get put on the seed and planted.
Now, rhizobia is naturally occurring, right, in the soils, but sometimes it's not as effective as it could be. Tell us about that.
Sure. One of the things that a lot of growers think, well, I've planted soybeans in the past. I know there's rhizobia in the field. I don't need to use an inoculant. One of the things growers need to remember, though, is those rhizobia that are in the field have kind of been selected naturally to be effective at staying alive through some pretty harsh conditions, but maybe not haven't been selected to produce nitrogen efficiently. That's why it's so important when a grower goes out and checks their root nodules in the field in the spring, they need to cut those open, because you can have plants that have nodules on them, and maybe even a lot of nodules, but if you cut them open and they're not pink or reddish inside, it means that, you've got rhizobia in the field, but they're not the kind that are going to be high nitrogen fixers and do the job that they're supposed to do on the plant. If you use a fresh rhizobia each year on the seed that's been selected to be a good nitrogen fixer, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, how much nitrogen do soybeans need, then?
Soybeans need about 4 pounds of nitrogen for each bushel of yield, so they need a lot of nitrogen, and over half of that nitrogen is produced by the nodules on the roots. So if you really want to maximize your potential yield, you need to maximize the amount of nitrogen that plant has available to it, and most of that nitrogen comes from those nodules. That's why it's such a good management practice, just to make sure that you're going to get maximum nodulation with good, efficient nitrogen-fixing rhizobia.
Well, as we talked about Vault HP. It's actually Vault HP plus Integral, and that's your premier BioStack product here. Tell us really about what it is.
That's right, and we've talked a lot about the Ryzobi, which is just one component of the whole Vault HP system. Again, we've talked about how these products have really emerged and merged into multiple component biological seed treatments. There's a couple other components in the Vault HP system that also play a role in maximizing the nodulation of the plant. One of them is a compound that's in there that, again, stimulates the rhizobia so that they send signals to the plant to produce more nodule sites so that you get more nodules, and then the rhizobia are there to infect those nodules and produce nitrogen. And then another component in Vault HP is the Integral, which is a EPA-registered biofungicide. So it does a couple things. One, it provides some fungicidal protection from Rhizoctonia and Fusarium, and it then also improves the root mass so that you get better nutrient uptake from the roots, and that can lead to healthier plants.
Well, and as you said at the very beginning of this, this is not new. Inoculants are not new, but there may be a perception versus reality. It's not your grandfather's inoculants, basically. So what's the difference? Compare the perception versus the reality of inoculants today.
Right. I think even today, I think a lot of people, when they think of the word inoculant, they think of the old dusty black powders that used to get stirred in to the seed boxes when a guy used them planting a soybean field maybe for the first time. Over the past few years, the formulations have really changed, as you saw today on the tour. The production process that's used and the concentrations now of Ryzobi that we can get in these liquid formulations, which are then commercially applied when other fungicides and insecticides are applied to the seed, is really different from the old-time inoculants. It's now very convenient. Growers can have this applied on their seed when they're getting their other seed treatments put on. They're put on at a very low rate so that the treater can put on multiple products for the grower. And the concentrations are high, so the grower's getting a high-count rhizobia along with all the other components of the Vault HP.
So what does, you very clearly outline, what does Vault HP plus Integral deliver for growers and also for seed treaters?
Well, to the growers, like I say, it helps ensure that they're going to get maximum nodulation of those roots with a rhizobia that's selected to be an effective and efficient nitrogen fixer. They're going to get the extended protection from Fusarium and Rhizoctonia from the Integral biofungicide, which really isn't designed to be a replacement for other fungicides. But one of the nice things about that product, since it is a biological, it's a living creature, if you will, it grows on the root surface throughout the season to provide protection throughout the season, whereas a lot of the fungicides that are seed applied are active only when that seed first takes it up. It's systemic, and it provides great protection for those first few weeks. But after that, then, the Integral can help provide extended protection over the growing season.
Well, this is the third year, you said, this has been on the market, so you'll be able to have some really good performance data for this, and you outlined a little bit of that. But particularly interesting is the ROI that you've found. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. We've seen very consistent performance for this product versus not using an inoculant product like this. And what we see in terms of a return on investment is that growers are going to get probably a 5-to-1 return or better half the time, and over 70% of the time they're going to at least get a 2-to-1 return. So it's a pretty good return on investment, and the yields have been consistent across geographies where we've tested it, and it's one that I think growers really see a good advantage from the product.
Well, every year, of course, is different, and last year was more than different. And how did that compare? How did the performance compare of this technology compare last year to the previous 2 years?
Actually, we don't see a lot of difference year to year. Again, it's been pretty consistent, anywhere from that 2-to-4 bushel advantage versus a non-inoculated control check is pretty consistently what we've seen across growing seasons.
So it's still important. I mean, it's just as important when you have a stress situation as bad as we had last year. It just works just as well.
Sure, and maybe even a little better if you're under stress conditions. In the data that we have seen, relatively, it performs even relatively higher under the low yield environments, which might be indicative of stress conditions.
Russ, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just encourage growers to ask their treaters about Vault HP if they carry it, and hopefully they'll use the product.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.